2018. This is a special call of the recruitment committee, which today is made up of three of us. We'll do a quick roll call. This is Commissioner Larry Carpenter.
Jay Caney, and also sitting in for Brad Smith, who was on the committee but had to take his dog who had a broken leg emergency to the vet.
And this is Barbara Baker.
Okay, this is a special call. We have only one item to address today. And Jay, after you talked to Brad, you were going to take the lead. Barbara, please feel free. I was not at the meeting in Olympia, so I'm going to be doing more listening. I want to say in advance, I'm down with a bug, and I may be on mute occasionally if I start one of these coughing things. So please, in advance, I apologize for that.
All right. Is everybody ready to go?
Yep.
Yes, sir.
All right. So I'll just review a couple of things real quickly before we get into doing some selection. So backing up, you know, the full commission authorized this group to narrow the field of candidates to a number of best qualified that would be interviewed. So I think that's the first order of business. We've all had the 19 full applicants and have had plenty of room to review those. I think it's important to note, you know, that during that review and in all future reviews, whether it's like this or in-person interviews, you know, we're going under some guidelines that have been provided to us and suggested to us by members of the public, individuals, organizations. We put out an announcement to WSW staff to give us ideas of what they thought would be qualifications of a good director. Barbara has summarized those, and I think I just cover those real quickly. You know, things that we have been looking for as we review these applicants, as well as what we'll do in the future. Real leadership came up a lot of times. Extensive knowledge of change management, a strategic planner. Note that there's a lot of more non-consumptive users in Washington now that are supporting the department. We need to take that into account. Someone that can integrate staff and budgets, communication skills, commitment to conservation ethic, and appreciation for a diverse, inclusive professional workplace, as well as bold. We've had some great comments from the public and groups that include ensuring the department complies with environmental laws, including CEPA. That was one of the comments came in, as well as we had a teleconference with the Diversity Advisory Committee that emphasized it is critical that the next director of the Department of Wildlife values diversity as a source of talent, prioritizes inclusion, and works towards equity. And they have developed a suite of questions that we will be using as well in any interviews that we will choose from to use in interviews that come forward. With that, I think we talked about how to do this, and I think one of the things that came up is disclosure of the director applicant materials required by public law, and the answer that we received from the Attorney General, as well as the Fish and Wildlife public records person, the answer is no. The Fish and Wildlife Commission may choose whether to use an exemption in the Public Records Act. The applicant materials are public records under the Public Records Act. However, an exemption, which is RCW 42.56.2502, provides that an agency may exempt from disclosure, and this is right out of the RCW, all applicants for public employment, including the names of applicants, resumes, and other related materials submitted with respect to the applicant. So basically, the commission may decide, if they choose to treat the applicant materials as exempt from disclosure. I think some of the thoughts that went into this, and it's occurred in my tenure as a commissioner, it was had a decision to be made last time we went through this, and past commissions and ours have been concerned that a fully public process would potentially limit certain candidates who do not want their current employer to know they were applying for another position. And those commissioners and this believed a broad candidate pool was more important than public hearing of individual applicant names. Therefore, past commissions kept as much as possible confidential, including who applied, all of the individual applicant materials and the names of the finalists through the final selection. And I remember being a part of that process before. It's what we're also agreed to use this time. Nothing that we're, you know, there's nothing to hide here, except we feel that, you know, it's important to the applicant to keep that confidential. Whether they choose to share their, that they've applied or not, that's not in our control. So I'm sure some folks, if asked, might share that they applied, and that's fine. It's just nothing that we're going to be doing. So in that light, as we went to look at these 19 applicants, everyone had plenty of time to look them over. To get things done in an expeditious manner today, we set up and said, let's use, we'll just start with the list, and we've given them basically a corresponding letter to a name, so we won't be talking names this today. But if we just start down the list, and it goes from A to S, the 19 applicants, if we, each of us give us, you know, you had time to review it and ample time to think about what is necessary for our future director, just say yes, maybe, or no. And at the end of that, we'll see where we're at. And we don't have a set number that we have to move forward to the full commission for interviews. I guess we'll just see where we're at and decide if we need to, you know, if there was 19, we probably need to go do some more work. But if there's a reasonable amount or there are too few, we might have to do some more work. So we'll just see where we get to. And that's what I'd like to lead in with. Anybody have questions or suggestions or ideas?
Jay, this is Larry. Are you going to state both yours and Brad's at the same time or do it separately?
Yes, I can. Why don't you, we'll go first with you, Larry, then Barb, and then I'll state mine and Brad's, because he gave me his over the phone this morning before he had to take his dog in.
Okay, Barbara, do you have any opening comments?
I'm going to reserve my comments at this time.
Okay, so Jay, you want me to start off with, I assume, A?
Yeah, and maybe Tammy, can you kind of tally things? And I think probably some of us will tally as well so that we just can compare at the end to see where we're at.
Yes, I'll do that.
All right, okay. Under A, I put yes.
Barb?
Oh, so we're, oh, I had a yes under A as well.
All right. I had a yes, and Brad had a yes. So we're on the road. We've got a potential one. We'll see what how we shake out.
Okay.
So
This is Larry, and I have a yes as well on B.
And so did I.
All right. Both of us agreed as well. Jay and Brad had yeses.
Okay. Larry, this is Larry Carpenter on C. I have a no.
Barbara also had a no. This one was a question mark at first, but I ended with a no.
Jay had a no. Brad had a maybe.
Okay.
D.
D, I have a no.
Barbara had a no as well.
Brad and Jay both had no's as well.
Okay. I have a no.
I went from a question mark to a yes on E.
Okay.
I have a maybe.
And Brad had?
Brad had a no.
Okay. Pardon me. Okay, under F, I had a maybe.
Barbara had a no.
Okay.
Brad had a no. Jay had a no.
Okay. G, I had a no.
Barbara had a no.
Brad and Jay had no's.
Okay. Under H, I had a no as well.
Barbara had a no.
Brad, no. Jay, no.
Okay. Under I had a yes.
Barbara also had a yes on I.
Brad had a yes. Jay had a yes.
Okay. Under J, I had a no.
Barbara had a no.
No from Brad, no from J.
Okay. Under K, I had a no.
I had a no as well.
Brad had a no, J had a maybe.
Okay. Under L, I had a yes.
Barbara had a yes.
Jay had a yes. Brad had a yes.
Okay. Under M, I had a no.
Barbara had a no.
Brad had a no. Jay had a no.
Okay. Under N, I had a yes.
Barbara had a yes.
Brad had a maybe. Jay had a yes.
Okay. Under O, I had a no.
Barbara had a no.
Brad, no. Jay, no.
I gotta move my screen up. Come on. Okay. Under P, I had a yes.
Under P, I went from a question mark to a yes.
Brad had a yes. Jay had a maybe.
Okay, under Q, I had a no.
Barbara had a no.
Brad, no. Jay, no.
Under R, I had a yes.
Barbara had a yes.
Brad, yes. Jay, yes.
And under S, I had a no.
And as did I.
As did Brad, as did Jay. So as I'm looking at this, going back across, I'll just name off the ones that had four yeses first. So that's A, B, I, L, and R. Is that what everybody else has?
Yeah.
That seems correct, yeah.
All right, let's look at in simultaneously, I think we could, let's cross off the ones that have four N's, which would be S, Q, O, K, J, H, V, D. All right. At least six others, and let's see. I think we should focus on the ones we think that we might want to include, which would be anyone that has more maybes than no's. And let me just take a look at those. Or yeses, but with a maybe. Okay. For example, P has three yeses, one maybe. That was myself, was a yes, or was a maybe. But in thinking back through on this candidate, I could easily move to a yes. So I would suggest we include P with four yeses. The next one that did not have four yeses but had three yeses and a maybe was N. And I guess let's just talk about N being included in the first round of interviews.
I believe that would be appropriate, Jay.
I feel pretty strongly that we should include N in the initial set of interviews.
I agree. Brad was the maybe vote, but I think this, with three yeses and a maybe is a strong candidate for an interview, so I'd agree with that and say yes on that one for interview. M was four no's. That should be crossed off. F is three no's and a maybe. Larry, you had the maybe. Is there any reason you feel that candidate should be brought forward?
I was just reviewing it here as we talked, and I would go with moving that to a no.
Okay. E had a... Let's see, I've got to get my line straight. Two no's, a maybe, and a yes from Barb. Yes was the Barb, I was the maybe. Brad and Larry were no. So Barb, is there a compelling reason you feel this candidate should come forward as a top candidate for an interview?
This is one that I went from a question mark to a yes. I think we've all gone through these interviews or these resumes a few times, and I went back through them last night. I'm going back through them again today, and I believe we should take number E off the list. I'm changing my yes all the way to a no.
Okay, and I agree also. We've all been through these. I've been through them at least four times, and make sure I felt comfortable. It always seems in my experience that there's like a group at the top. There's a group of however many that seem to just have what it takes, or everything matches their skill set, their experience, and then there's kind of a break, and then there's the others are much lower in terms of your overall abilities, skills, and knowledge, etc. So I'm not surprised that we agree fairly well on most of these. Okay, the last one would be C. It had three no's and a medium from Brad. So I think, looking at that as well, I would say we should be able to take that one off. Anybody have problems with that for the candidate D?
I agree with you.
Totally agree.
Okay.
Can I ask where we ended with letter K?
K was taken off.
Okay. Thank you.
So as I have it, we have seven candidates, and those are A, B, can't see if that's an I now or an L.
I.
So I, L, N, T, and R.
That's what I have.
Okay, so now do we feel as a group that is an appropriate amount to interview? Do we need to broaden it or shrink it? Or is this where we feel we need to take to the full commission through the interview process?
Well, initially for me, I think seven is quite a lift, but if unanimously, I guess in this case, we feel that that's the right mix, I think it's appropriate thing to do would be to recommend to the commission that that we review that. That's, I'd welcome the rest of your opinions, both Barbara and Jay.
Okay, my opinion is that seven is a good number for an initial round. Perhaps out of the initial round, we will come up with the sterling candidate, and perhaps we will have to do another round. What I wanted to say a bit earlier but held is the same thing that I said at the full commission meeting last week, which is that I believe that we had a very strong submission of resumes, reading through what the citizens and public are looking for, reading through what the staff are looking for. It's apparent to me that we probably will find that person in this group. That said, this is a really tough job, and especially a tough job at a tough time. So what I asked at the meeting, and we all seem to agree on it, is that we not put form over substance. We'll go ahead with this group. However, if what I called the unicorn, if the absolute perfect person in the whole world, you know, if his or her printer wasn't working by the time the submissions happened, and we got another resume that we all agree we should look at, then we will. So I'm happy with this, with the submission that we got. I was worried that it would be weaker. It's not. And I'm happy with these initial seven as potential interview candidates for the whole commission.
Well stated, Barbara. I agree with your comments.
Yeah, I do too. I mean, the goal is to get the best for a very hard job, and we all know it takes, you know, a special set of skills and a special person to be able to step into this role. So, I agree. Okay, Tammy, what's next?
So I assume you'll propose this list to the full commission at the call tomorrow. At that point, we'll let them know that they'll receive this from me and the resumes so that they have time to review. And then somebody, I think Barbara is working on some, you know, gathering some questions that we need to work on finalizing at some point. And then interviews, setting up interviews. I think we should give the full commission a little time to review what you're going to propose to them tomorrow, and then set up interviews possibly towards the end of next week, or at least start calling folks to set up interviews.
Right.
So my guess is, my hope is that somebody tomorrow from this group is going to propose all those steps to the full commission to move forward.
Okay.
I know the day to do that.
Any other, excuse me, any other comments regarding this item? Okay. I guess hearing no objections, I will move to adjourn this special call of the Recruitment Committee at 8:53 on April 19th, 2018. Thank you all very much.
Thank you.
Thank you all. Good work.